Up next, Flora Lichtman and our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What have we got? Something cool this week, too, as always.
Double feature.
Double feature.
Double feature this week.
That's one thing you never see. You know, you never hear in the movies anymore.
Yeah, we're giving you a 2-for-1.
Yeah, this is I came in.
Yeah. 2-for-2.
What have we got?
Okay, up first, we have, I dare say it's a Mythbuster.
A Mythbuster?
Kind of. That might be a stretch. Okay, so it's a new research about dinosaurs. Mm. And when we look, you know, when you see a movie or watch a TV show, dinosaurs are always this sort of drab brown or gray or green. But it may not be so, at least for some feathered dinosaurs, according to this new study in the journal Science.
Because we now believe that birds were descendants of dinosaurs, or actually are dinosaurs, if you believe them.
Right, that birds came from these sort of two-legged winged dinos that may not have been flying, but had feathers or feather-like structures. So this group at Yale and in China, the lead author, or one of the authors, is Jakob Winter. He looked at this 150-million-year-old dinosaur fossil under a scanning electron microscope, and he saw these tiny organelles that hold melanin, which is the pigment that's in our hair and colors our skin. And using this technology or looking at these organelles, you can tell what color the dinosaur was.
Wow, because the birds today have the same sort of pigmentation in them.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, and he found some gorgeous colors, didn't he?
Yeah, they're really flashy. I mean, they're way sort of jazzier than you might expect.
And so we've got those pictures.
Yes, you can see the recreation of this dinosaur on our website.
A video pick of the week at sciencefriday.com up there in the left-hand corner. That's our dinosaur. All right, what's the second?
Okay, the second one is a very ultra-modern, super high-tech adaptation of Shakespeare. This is courtesy of a grad student at Texas AMU, Kevin Pratt. He sent along this video footage of A Midsummer Night's Dream, and it is not only comprised of humans.
Whoa.
There are robots playing the fairies.
Really? Robots?
Yeah, and they're dressed up in tutus. It's adorable. It's really cute.
You know, if you can't find people to be in the movie, make an avatar, so to speak.
Right. And, you know, they're flying around. And one of the funny things he said is that, you know, in the field, they use these robots for disaster relief. And so they have all these safety precautions about how to operate them. But the actors were kind of like, oh, cool, and would just sort of yank them out of the air and throw them around. So it was a good testing ground for how people interact with these robots.
And so how long do they actually act out the words of Shakespeare?
Unfortunately, they do not have a speaking part. But
Shakespeare's rolling over.
Yes.
How could you have Shakespeare without a speaking part?
Well, the people do the speaking.
I see.
The robots do mostly flying around the stage.
And so you put the video together. And we always ask people for the videos.
Yes. This is a great example of a user submitted of one of our listeners hearing the show and submitting this cool science and arts video.
What do we have a name for this video?
I think it's Robots or Bots Take on the Bard.
Ooh.
You know,
you were up all night thinking of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Bots Take on the Bard.
Right.
And with that, we have the colorful dinosaur. So.
Yeah, and the colorful dinosaurs.
So we've got 2-for this week on Science Friday video pick of the week. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Up there on sciencefriday.com. Also, you can download it in our new iPhone app. So if you want to watch the videos in our app, you can do that also. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer Ned Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Shelley Du Bois is our arts producer. And Alessio Bayak is our Spanish language producer. And Neil Rausch, our technical director, spinning the dials, pushing the levers, doing all kinds of stuff here at the board in New York. We had help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. You can surf over to our website and see that those doubleheader video pick of the week at sciencefriday.com. Also, you can go to iTunes and download and watch them and listen to Science Friday and take the show and put it in your pocket and our new Science Friday iPhone app. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.